Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 74 of Business Behind the Scene. Now, today I'm recording this podcast early in the morning because I've got a packed day with clients sessions. So I help my clients go from invisible to invincible. As you know, all my clients are coaches, and I show them how to go first fully booked one-on-one from Facebook, and then fully booked one-to-many, running workshops online or offline, starting their own Facebook group, getting their own community so that they can have always ongoing leads. And on Mondays, and today is Tuesday because yesterday was a public holiday, on Mondays usually I deliver a call every week for them, where I help them to go from invisible to invincible. So as soon as clients become part of the Mafia Academy, there is a test that they do, and they're going to the right place. So if they're invisible, they come into an invisible call. If they are established, they go into the established call, and so on. So today I've got the call with the empowered and with the invincibles. So I've got two calls, and I love those calls because that's when I truly get to deliver to the clients. I can truly help them and support them. And every single day, every single month, every single week, we're looking at how we can improve the Mafia Academy. And it's not because it's mine, but I truly believe that is the best program you can ever find in for business coaches, for coaches in business and marketing and sales, and really understand the journey of a coaching business, and we cover every area of the business, and it's been incredible, and I'm so proud of my Mafia community. So my favorite days of the week are Mondays and Fridays because I get to connect with my clients, and I'm really studying and looking on how can I even do it more, right? Do it more often and add more value to my clients. I'm really excited about that. So anyway, today we're talking about virtual assistants. We're talking about how why I started working with virtual assistants, why I've hired my first one ever, and how did I get to trust them that they had my back, that they had the business. And I have to be honest, I have now incredible virtual assistants. I could easily let them run the business. It's been an incredible journey. If I didn't want the business to take to the next level and I didn't, you know, need more salespeople and things like that, I probably would be able to just run the business with them because they are amazing. I wouldn't have a business without them. Let me put it this way. So anyway, back in 2015, after I was struggling to get clients for about 9 months, I finally cracked the code and I was able to start to get clients. And it was incredible because I remember the momentum that I was in. I was so excited every day. I would wake up and wonder, you know, how am I going to get clients today? And it was just amazing how, you know, it was one person after one person after one person. And I just loved it. I loved the momentum. It was fun. It was engaging. And I was just like, what else? What else is possible? So I've created a system, or every time I get a client, I will then send them on an onboarding email. And then I will send them some, you know, forms to fill out. And then I will send them some information. And it was just like, you know, everything was happening in you know, what I was doing. So it was amazing. And it was really easy. But then what happened is I started to struggle to keep up because I was getting so many clients and I couldn't believe the momentum that I was in. So I just really started to struggle with keep up with my own system that I created, and I started to forget to remind my clients for the session and they will forget, and then I had no shows, and then my whole schedule was, you know, not working, and it was really hard. So I thought, I wonder if I can find someone to support me, and I couldn't afford obviously an assistant here in Australia. So I started to look into Upwork to see if I could hire anybody on, you know, another place in the world, and I found someone from the Philippines, and I hired her and we started working together, and it was really good. I started to really have lots of fun, and she would do all the admin for me, and she was started to help me promote my meetup events that I was running, and it was really fun. And I had someone now to be accountable to, someone to talk to, someone to share my ups and downs in business, and it was really fun. And then 6 months later, she started to say that it was getting a little bit hard for her to do it all by herself, and she was a little bit not tech savvy, so tech challenged in all the things that we were doing. So she introduced me to her niece, and that's how I hired my second virtual assistant. And her niece was amazing in technology, and so we started to create more automation and started to together learn, because I didn't know, together learn more about ClickFunnels and about all the other things that we were using. And it was really fun, and it started to become a more of innovative business. And from there, we started to grow the business and started to run workshops rather than and just one-on-one coaching, and then the business started to grow even more. And then I hired my third virtual assistant, which was a customer service support. So I had an admin, I had a marketing, and now I had a customer service support. And from there, the business started to grow and grow and grow. And now we have 8 virtual assistants and helping so much into all the areas of the business. We have 5 working in marketing. One that is pretty much doing the podcast and promoting the podcast and transcribing the podcast and do everything on regarding the podcast. One that is on email marketing, one that is on promoting the events, one person that is in all the automations and all the back end of the business, and a couple of ladies in customer service, and one person that is a supervisor. So the reason why I have so many virtual assistants is because obviously they are more affordable for the business, but they're very, very smart and very committed, and the loyalty is through the roof. They're not shopping around for what's the next best thing that come out there. They're very grateful for the job that they have, for the position that they have. They are always looking to learn new things and how they can help and improve the business. I honestly can tell you how much trust I have for the virtual assistant. And it wasn't easy at the beginning, right? It wasn't easy, and it wasn't all smooth, and I have many virtual assistants that I had to fire, or I had to let go, or they quit along the way. So I'm not saying that every single virtual assistant that we found along in the business were the best virtual assistant ever. I also went up and down. But the thing is, it was so worth it because I was able to learn from it, first and foremost. And it was scary at times because I had to watch out for, put a lot of things in place to protect the business. So we work with 1Password, so the virtual assistants don't have access to any of the programs except logging in from 1Password. And that is, a breach of policy, of the business policies if they don't do that. And so I make sure that they log in on 1Password every day so that I can see where they're logging in and what they're doing. And then if they leave the business, I can cancel all the passwords from the computer. So there's a lot of things that I've put in place, and I teach my clients on what to have to protect yourself so that they make sure that you don't go out there and have people that, take your database or anything like that. And I remember one time I had one person that quit, and then all of a sudden I get an email from my entrepreneur saying that someone just copied the whole database, and I freaked out. I was like shaking. And then we found out that it was a glitch of entrepreneur. There was nothing that happened. Nobody did anything. So, but that reminded me on how important it is to protect all the details, all the data of my clients and everything as well. So it's been a really, really big journey. And it's been a growth for me to learn how to trust, because at the beginning I used to think if I do it, it's better. And there was one time that I had one person joining the business here that was really struggling into managing the virtual assistants and was saying, why don't we just let go of all the virtual assistants and we run the business? And I was like, no, you don't understand. The virtual assistants are the foundation of the business. They're doing so much behind the scene. They're doing so much to support us. We just need to learn how to communicate with them. We need to learn how to talk to them. We need to learn how to let them include them in the business. Because also when I first started, I was talking to Tina, my main virtual assistant. She's now the marketing manager of the virtual assistants. I used to talk to her every single day for hours, right? So then when a team here started to grow in Australia, I started to obviously not have as much time to talk to all the virtual assistants, and it's been a disconnect was happening. And so I was wondering how I could keep that relationship with them, but at the same time that they feel part of the business, that they feel we are connected, but I don't have to talk to them every single day, every single step of the way. So it's been so much growth. We are now, you know, as I told you, we're spending about $10,000 per virtual assistant a year. So we have eight, so we're spending about $80,000 a year into a virtual assistant, into all our eight virtual assistants. The reason why I've got eight is because my business is in the high, in 1 million and over. It was way more before COVID and it's a little bit less now, but still the virtual assistants are the core of the business and they know everything. Like one of the virtual assistants with me 5 years. So they obviously know the ins and outs of the business. They know, you know, the clients from the beginning. They know the ups and downs. They know me and I know them and we trust each other and they've got lots of benefits now that they've been in the business for so long. So there has been so many things that we give them as, you know, to help them, support them, to want to stay in the business. We train them. We help them with KPI and we keep them engaged and motivated. And this is not to say that I haven't made mistakes. Oh dear. A lot of the time I wonder if I'm a good boss and if I'm a good leader and if I'm doing things right or not. And I don't think I am. I think I can always learn and I can always grow. But the thing is, I know for sure that it's a good place to work because they stay. And they've been staying for, you know, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years. Every time we hire one, they stay. And especially now that we have such a strong culture, especially in the virtual assistant side, it's been so amazing to have them part of the business. So whenever clients tell me, oh my gosh, like I'm stuck in this and that, I'm going, just get a virtual assistant, just do it. And part of the Mafia Academy is that we find and train virtual assistant as part of the Mafia Academy. Then obviously the client will pay for the client, the you know, their employees. We're not paying for the employees, of course, but they're only $5 an hour, right? So we find and train a virtual assistant for them so that they know exactly what to do and how to behave and what is the role in the business. But the virtual assistant, the biggest question I get is, what do you do? What do virtual assistant do? And I'm like, everything. And people don't believe me, but they literally do everything. So they look after all our social media posting. They transcribe everything that I say. They then create posts from what I said. They have a schedule. They work on Airtable. They work on Asana. They put bums on seats for me. They create landing pages. They create email marketing. They report on how many emails were open and all of that. They do, you know, admin. They put all the data in place. Whenever we do an event, they have all the report of, you know, what happened and how it happened and you know, how many people we had. They report on numbers. They do so much. They help and support the clients. They upload things on the membership site. They look after my podcast. I can just go on and on and on and on, right? As I said, we've got eight virtual assistants full time. So obviously they work 40 hours a week each, some of them 50. We are covered on our social media from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day, 7 days a week. So if anybody messaged me any time of the day, any of my clients, we have support. We have someone that can answer to them, someone that can refer them back to the FAQ in our website. So there is so much going on for us because we have virtual assistants, and I don't believe the business could survive without them. They really are the core of my business, and they've been a blessing for me. I just can't believe how grateful I am for these girls. And what happened also a couple of years ago, I think about 4 years ago, for the first time I chose to get a ticket for Tina to come and visit, and Tina was here for a whole month. She get to see the workshops that we do for our clients face to face. She get to you know, be part of it. She got to see the difference that we make in people's lives. She was staying in my house. It was amazing to have her over. And then 2 years later, we got her and another two virtual assistants to come to Australia. And it was incredible to meet them face to face and to build that relationship and see that we are real. We all exist and we are real. And it really strengthened the culture of the business. So my goal was to every 2 years to get them back. So we supposed to get them back this year, but because of COVID, we don't know we're going to be able to do that. But definitely as soon as COVID, you know, slows down, especially especially there in the Philippines, is a little bit high risk at the moment. But as soon as COVID slows down, we're definitely going to find another way to get all this virtual assistant across. It's been really amazing to have all these beautiful girls working with us, and the difference that we make in their lives is incredible. So I had someone telling me, Francesca, I can't believe you're giving jobs to people outside of Australia. It's not fair for Australians. And I said, look, I have to be honest. If I didn't have virtual assistants at the beginning, the business would have never grown to the point that I could afford people in Australia, right? Let's be honest. When we are small businesses, we don't have budgets to have someone for $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. We can't pay that. So having a virtual assistant will give you that extra, and for you to be able to concentrate on money-making activities, for you to be able to grow and expand the business, for then eventually one day be able to afford someone here in Australia. So if it wasn't for me investing outside of Australia, I would have never been able to invest in Australia. So at the moment, at one point before COVID, we have up to 7 people working for me in Australia. Now we are down to 5 people working for me, and it's been some of those being contractors, some of those being full-time, but I would have never been able to afford someone here in Australia if I didn't have invested and taken a risk to get virtual assistants on board to help me and support me to have the foundation of the business. So I'm talking to you here, I've got my virtual assistant that messaged me on Slack, and they give me, you know, some things. And I would just, before I jump on a podcast, I said, hey guys, I'm about to do a podcast. I haven't got a shout out for the day. Can you please put it in? And one of my beautiful assistants just put it in for me. So now I'll be able to read it to you guys, because as I'm speaking here, someone is doing the back end work for me, and boom, she just told me what to say today in this podcast. Isn't that amazing? So I can have the support of... And I am very organized now, but I always rely on the virtual assistant and go, hey, where'd I find this? Hey, where'd I find that? And they're amazing at it as well. So I wanted to, remind you guys, if you do want to get a virtual assistant, then we do that service. We do have virtual assistant as part of the Mafia Academy, as a service included in the Mafia Academy, if you want us to find and train your own virtual assistant, and you don't think you need the training in the Mafia Academy for yourself, which I believe that you probably do, but if you think that your business is already going and all you need is someone to work in the back end, then just email us or message me on Facebook and tell us that you want a virtual assistant, and one of my VA specialists will get in touch with you. We have a huge process to find and train virtual assistants for our clients. We have now 96 virtual assistants actively working for our clients at the moment. It's been plus our 8. So we have trained over 100 virtual assistants in the last 4 years, and it's been amazing to see the results. The clients are just going crazy on how they rave about having a virtual assistant through us. We have now started, since COVID, we have created this outside program for people that want to let us find their best team member for them. The other day we had a meeting with the virtual assistant side of the business, and we have a really strict recruitment process. We don't just hire anybody. We have a really strict way for us to hire people, and 18 virtual assistants were really interviewed from my team. They've got a 4 interview process, and they 18 people did not pass in 1 week. And the reason why I laugh is I feel sorry for these girls, but at the same time, we know that if we don't pass the 4 interview process, we're not going to be able to be confident on giving them to our clients. So we are very strict on the type of virtual assistant that we find and train, and we pass along to our clients. And that's why we have only of our 96 people, we only had to replace. We give a month of replacement for free. So if in a month you're not happy with your virtual assistant for any reason, no question asked, unless we can help you and support you, then we're going to replace them free of charge. And we had to replace 9 virtual assistants in the last 4 years. So that's like a 90% success rate, which is really exciting. So to avoid that, we have a really strict onboarding process, recruitment process, and we're very proud of the way that we find and train virtual assistants for our clients. So I wanted to give a shout out to all the 96 virtual assistants and mine, so over 100 and 4 virtual assistants that we have working for us. We are grateful for all of your work. We couldn't do everything we do without your help. You let us be in flow and stay in flow and stay connected to everything that we know best, and you do all the things in the back end that will stress us and make us overwhelmed and make us want to give up. So without you, a lot of businesses will give up. So thank you for your work. And if you are someone that is in business by yourself, don't wait any longer. Get yourself a virtual assistant. Don't try to find it all by yourself, because it's really hard to find and train a virtual assistant that they are going to stay long term. They're going to be loyal to you. That's why we recruit so many and we interview so many and we say no to so many. In just a week, we say no to 18 of those people that have applied for the jobs, because we know that they're not going to stay. Then we know that they've got an attitude. We know that they're going to complain and they're going to give you grief. So we just choose the people that we know they're going to comply, they're going to stay, they're going to do the work, they're going to be passionate about it, and they're going to be present and give you what your business needs. So if you want a virtual assistant, make sure that you go on my social media and message me and ask my team, and one of my virtual assistant specialists will get in touch with you and let you know what the process is for you to get your hands on one of the best virtual assistants that I believe we have the best virtual assistants in Australia, Philippines. So let's do it. Now, before I go, I wanted to give a shout out to one of our newest mafians, is Deb. Deb joined us a couple of weeks ago, and Deb and Claire and Mauro, we've got so many of mafians that joined in the last 4 weeks, and they said they just signed up a client for my program, and now they're making an impact and getting more clients because they consistently show up on their Facebook. I'm so grateful for them to be able to keep helping and supporting. And two of those new clients are dating coaches, and one person is a sales coach. So there is so many, and one of them is a healer. So there's so many, so beautiful to see, like every day those people are going, oh my gosh, I got another client. And some of them were stuck for years not getting any clients. So we have a strategy that works for you to get clients. We teach you how to get clients first, get fully booked from Facebook, and then work out how to go one to many. So let's go. Get in touch with us. If you haven't joined yet the workshop Secret for Coaches, make sure that you do. We have free training in that amazing group. There's over 10,000 people in there now, so you got to be part of it. Thank you for watching, everybody. Thank you for listening, I should say. And I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.